Well, we're back again for another preview season of my opponent preview series. It's been a good off season, but now let's turn our attention to football. Year two of the Mario Cristobal era begins, and we will start by doing my opponent preview series, which I do every year. I've done this now over 10 years, over 10 plus years. So it's quite a milestone to get there. So let's start with the 2023 opponents. In part one of the 2023 Miami Hurricanes opponent preview series, I will preview the Miami Ohio Redhawks, our opponent at Hard Rock Stadium on September 1st on a Friday night in the season opener. Chuck Martin is the head coach of the Miami Ohio Redhawks. He continues to produce at a high level. The goal is to make it to the MAC championship game, which he has done twice in 9 seasons, most recently in 2019. But to take the program to 3 bowls in 4 years, omitting the COVID year of 2020, is historic. The Redhawks went to 3 consecutive bowl games from 1973 to 1975, winning all 3. This year's team is expected to make it the school's consecutive 3 in a row, and the first time in 5 seasons it has gone to 4 in a row. Now, while the Miami Redhawks have not been very good defensively, offensively, the same cannot be said on the defensive side of the ball, and they should be better on both sides of the ball this year, partly due to their offense returning its star quarterback, Brett Gabbert. Yes, he is the brother of Blaine Gabbert, former Buccaneer, who's coming off a 2021 season with 26 touchdowns and 6 INTs. Before he got hurt by a shoulder injury last year, he had 4 touchdowns and no interceptions. Gabbert is the veteran here, but Avion Smith brings more of a running element to the offense, and he rushed for 553 yards last year, and he did pretty well in the bowl game against UAB in the Bahamas. Their leading receiver, Mac Hippenhammer, is gone after a couple great seasons, and the Redhawks have a relatively small receiving core coming back. You got Miles Marshall, Kevin Davis, and Nate Mershak. Mershak is 6'5", 215. He's a hybrid tight end wide receiver. However, look at the offensive line. That's been a problem. They can't get out of their own way. After losing several key players to graduation and through the portal, their O-line will be relatively intact this year. And you add Sam Vaughn, who missed most of last year with an injury. That's an important deal right there. The running backs will have to step up to fill the void left by their stagnant ground game. Although Kenny Tracy is a step up in size, Keon Mosley has been effective enough to be Miami's top running back with 471 yards. Okay. The offense may have some concerns, but there's little to worry about with a loaded defense coming off a MAC conference leading finish in scoring defense and versus the run. Although the pass rush hasn't been great in recent years, that's about to change with almost all the starters back on their front 6. The best pass rushers in the MAC are Brian Ugwu, 3.5 sacks, and Corey Suttle, 2.5. And they'll be rotating together to form one of the MAC's best fronts. Now, while Matt Salopek is not that big, he did very well against the run. Second on the team in tackles for loss, and he could play behind that line of scrimmage. It's likely going to be up to redshirt freshman Cameron Rogers to take over for Ryan McWood, who led the team with 135 tackles last year. The secondary continues to play a big role in this defense, with 5 of the 8 leading tacklers coming back on the back end of their defense, specifically in their secondary. Their top corner, John Saunders, is now in Oxford at Ole Miss, but the rest of their starters are back. And that includes tackling phenom Michael Dowell. Safety Jaquez Warren is also back, and there are some potential All-MAC players in this group. The thing Miami, Ohio has to do this year is put the ball in the hands of its running back. If this feels like the 19th time in a row that rushing the ball matters, that's because it does, okay? Last year, they rushed for a season-low 3.8 yards a carry. Did not reach 2,000 yards. But when they ran the ball, they won. And to emphasize this point, when they ran for 120 yards or more, they went 5-1. When they didn't, they were 0-6. And since 2018, they are 16-0 when they ran for 185 or more yards. And look what they've added in the portal. They've added in the portal John Young from Kentucky, but they lost Caleb Schaefer to Oklahoma. And the loss of Rudy Fett with all the changes on the offensive line. Schaefer at 323 pounds, who should play a key role on the interior of Oklahoma's offensive line. And that's a big loss for Miami, Ohio. But however, the addition of Young, a one-time strength recruit at Kentucky at 6'6", 315 with 1 year of experience, he should immediately fill that role up front. But their key player that comes back for them in 2023 is Sam Vaughn. Okay. That's again on the offensive line. Their blocking needs to improve. In 21, they were unable to pass block, had little success running the ball, and had far too many off-the-field issues. A large part of that was due to the fact that Vaughn, 6'7", 292, was sidelined with a knee injury. He started every game in 2021 and had the left tackle job locked down before he got hurt. Now that he's back, Vaughn needs to step up and be the star of that line, which will be much improved. The key game for them this year is Ohio on October 28th. Now, while Buffalo should be the team to watch for in the MAC East, the division race could be decided by that date in Athens. The Bobcats beat the Redhawks last year 37-21, spoiling a great second-half run. And Ohio will be coming off a home date with Western Michigan and a home game against Toledo. This could be the game that decides the MAC race for both teams. Miami has lost two in a row and seven of its last nine to Ohio. Now here's some fun stats about the Redhawks last year. Their opponents fumbled 22 times and lost 11 of them to just 6 for Miami, Ohio, out of 11. The Redhawks allowed an average of 3.9 yards to carry, while they only got 3.8. In the second half of games, their defense allowed 162 points, while their offense scored only 116. Now, my season prediction for Miami is 7-5. Their defense will be dominant, and if Brett Gabbert remains healthy and their offensive line recovers quickly, the offense will be slightly better. They have little time to prepare, though. Like I said, September 1st, the opener at Miami, then they go to Cincinnati. However, once MAC play starts, their conference schedule is not too bad. UMass is 4 wins away, Delaware is 2, Bowling Green and Akron are 4 win games. But there'll be one or two misfires, but it won't be enough to keep the Redhawks out of a bowl game. Their conference schedule on the back end will be tough, but anything less than a winning season will be a disappointment. And don't forget the missed opportunity to win the East title. With this defense and this quarterback, if healthy, the Redhawks could win the conference this year. Now, from a Canes perspective, this is not going to be an easy opener for us. You take a look at the Bahamas Bowl against UAB, and you'll understand right away that we will need to handle business with A&M the following week. We can't overlook Miami, Ohio, with us maybe looking ahead to A&M the next week. And it's on a Friday night. It will need to and will be able to handle business against a very scrappy Miami, Ohio team. Like I said, I think we win that game. This is one of my 7 wins I think we win comfortably against. You could take one. This is one of my 7 wins you could take to the bank on. So pretty much, we start the season 1-0. In part 2 of the series, I will talk about the Texas A&M Aggies.